When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hey everyone, welcome to Trust or Trail. We are your outdoor guides, Ariane Petrucci and Scott Jans. This is episode 199, Clean Your Gear. On this episode, Scott shares some new gear thoughts for 2022 and why you should take a look at some quality down jackets that have been on the market for a while that I still think are tried and true. Also share tips on how to keep your gear clean and ready to go. Clean your gear. Huge news regarding the podcast. Are we taking the podcast to a video platform near you? You'll have to wait and see. I'll answer that question at the end of the podcast. You can always join in on the discussion and on our Facebook group page. Just go to facebook.com/groups/trusttheTrailpodcast and join our podcast family. Come out and hang and be a part of our community. We always post an episode on our group page. So join in on the discussion and share your backpacking picks from the weekend. If you go, your trails, and everything about your outdoor community life. You guys inspire us when we look at those stuff. So we want to welcome a new partner to Trust the Trail podcast family. We'd like to welcome Nemo. You guys know Nemo Gear. They've been around for a long time. In fact, I was at Trail Days on the AT when Nemo first came into the marketplace and was they were introducing some of their tents. They've been a leading industry leader, really, in the mattress pad market. They make some fantastic mattress pads. We have the Tensler, which we love. Nemo is offering for you the Nemo Dagger two-person ultralight backpacking tent. That's a great tent, by the way. Just go to our podcast post episode, that's 199, on trustthetrailpodcast.com and click on that link and go check out their two-person tent. The Dagger has been around for a while, and we like that tent. Of course, while you're hiking this winter and setting up your Nemo tent, you need some energy food, which is why we've partnered with Aaron Owens Mayhew of Backcountry Foodie. The Backcountry Foodie can offer you meal plans for your next backpacking adventure and can meet your specific needs. After all, she is a registered dietitian and an avid backpacker herself. Both Aaron and Trust the Trail podcast understand how important nutrition is on the trail. Just go to backcountryfoodie.com and use the promo code Trust the Trail and get 20% off of their membership services. Backcountry Foodie also offers our listeners who go on trips with us specific one-on-one meal planning as part of their adventure backpacking trips. If you go to the website and episode 199 post, you can click on the link right to Backcountry Foodie's website and sign up. We're hoping to get her on the podcast in the month of December. So we're very excited. I just talked to her the other day. Very excited. So we have some pretty big news. I'm going to share this. I told you I was going to wait to the end of the podcast, but I'm going to share it now because I'm pretty excited. For a long time, we have wanted to do something different with the podcast. And so what we've decided to do is that we're going to take the podcast on YouTube. And so we have Trust the Trail YouTube channel. I'm working on the intro video today. I've got so much content that we can put on that YouTube channel, but we're going to give like a whole different perspective on backpacking YouTube channel. And I can guarantee you it's not going to be a traditional backpacking channel at all. We're going to podcast, we're going to have gear talk, we're going to do some different things on it. It's not all going to be about clickbait and affiliate marketing and all that kind of stuff, it's going to be quite different. And I really thought hard and long about this. I was very reluctant to do it for a long time, but we're going to have our favorite podcast episodes on there and do some pretty exciting things. So Trust the Trail podcast YouTube channel, that will be launching probably, which already up. If you find it on YouTube, you can go ahead and subscribe. But we're going to have some interesting content on there. So that's pretty exciting that we're going to really ramp up in 2022. So, pretty excited about that. Okay, so what we want to do today is talk about some gear that is really... I think is tried and true down gear. And I got to tell you, the more I use Enlightened gear, their sleeping bags, and the more I use Hyperlite stuff, I'm pretty excited. Both of them are partners with Trust the Trail Podcast, and I really am starting to dig their gear. Hyperlite, you know, when they first came on the market, I thought, well, let's see what happens in a couple years and see if they last. And not only have they lasted, but they've exceedingly got better. And their backpack, I mean, we've used the Southwest 3400 backpack for years now. And that thing is, I mean, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, Isle Royale. I mean, it's been through the whole country, and that thing is as good today as when it was when we first bought it. So very excited about those two gear manufacturers. And I think if you look at, you know, their down jackets, and the other down jacket that I think has been tried and true for winter, and something that really, that I mean, man, I wish they would penetrate the marketplace just a little bit harder. They put so much money into this brand, about 12 years ago, is the Eddie Bauer First Ascent gear. That First Ascent gear, man, oh man, is it good gear. It's all goose down. It's all really, really good, sturdy gear. Of course, you know, the people that started First Ascent, they were all mountain climbers, you know, Whitaker, I can't remember the other guy's name, but they were all First Ascent gear. They're all Eddie Bauer descendants, and just really great gear. You can go to First Ascent or Eddie Bauer First Ascent and look at some of their down puffy jackets. They're lightweight, they're durable. You're talking about 850 fill goose down. They are expensive, but man, will they last for a long, long time. So very, very excited about those winter items for gear. Enlightened gear, Hyperlite, Eddie Bauer First Ascent. I think if you Mount Bell, I think if you stick around those manufacturers and really do some research on some down jackets, you're going to be very, 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 very pleased, not only with your gear choice, but how long they last. I've got the Eddie Bauer mid layer. I've got the Eddie Bauer First Ascent puffy. I've got the Eddie Bauer rain pants, and they've never let me down. By the way, if you want to download our recommendations for some winter outer layer and mid layer, I think we even a base layer down in there. If you go to episode 199 on trusttrailpodcast.com, we're going to give that to you for free. Just go to that post. You can listen to the podcast from there if you want to, or you can just go read the show notes and download and get that for you. So, and then just kind of reference it and see if that's some of the stuff that you like. We like it. Okay. So, I want to talk a little bit about cleaning your gear. Because I've seen some things lately that other people are doing, and I want to talk about how important cleaning your gear is. It's not just kind of important, it's like really important. So because you know when you use this gear, it's got a, I mean, gear's expensive, guys. I mean, it's expensive. So you want to be able to keep your investment going for a long time. I mean, I'll give you just an example. And this piece of gear is not that expensive, but I've had it for over 10 years. I use an alcohol stove when I go out there. I use the white box. The reason I use the white box is because of my trail lifestyle, and I get a long burn time with the white box. But that white box is, I mean, it's pretty dirty, but it'd be worse. It probably would have stopped working a long time ago if I don't clean it, if I don't really make sure the pores are open. It does need a little bit of a preheat time. And so, if you don't clean that stuff, it's not going to last long. That goes with any piece of gear. But I recently saw a person storing their gear for the winter time, and they're shoving their sleeping bag in a compression sack, and they're shoving their down jacket in a compression sack. Really, that's what I kind of want to talk about, because you don't want to do that. If you can help it, you don't want to. And washing all the oil and all the dirty oil from your body, from your sleeping bag and the outdoor stuff and the dirt. I mean, oh my God, my sleeping bags get so dirty, And then you're sitting by a campfire, if you're going to have a fire, and the smoke. You want to clean all that stuff. And the more you clean it, the better the gear is going to last. And it's going to last for a long time. So I kind of wanted to talk about that. So we can kind of look at in that. So let's look at inflatable sleeping pads first, because this is always where they get punctured. And the best tools for cleaning all this stuff is going to be like with a clean toothbrush, water, maybe a little bit of dish soap. Just that alone works extremely well on zipper, especially sleeping bag zippers. If your rain jacket doesn't have a sealed zipper to it, they're not seam sealed. Just that alone, because that is one of the things that's going to frustrate you the most, is that, you're in your sleeping bag and you haven't cleaned your bag in years, and now you can't get out of your bag because the zipper is stuck. And that really is it's a big pet peeve of mine. So let's talk about inflatable sleeping bags. First, so never store it compressed in between trips. That's actually not good, because that has loft in it. Your sleeping bag has loft in it. Your down jacket has loft in it, and you don't want to smash that loft into where it doesn't work anymore and pop stuff, especially in your sleeping bag or pad, that will not then air up when you go to use it. You want to close the valve. You want to store it under the bed, under the couch, or you want to vertically put it like behind a door. That's a really good way. Just kind of let it hang behind a door. And so it's always kind of vertical. It doesn't have to be blown up, but just get all the air out and just hang it, lay it someplace, but don't put it in a compression bag. Over time, you'll notice it gets harder and harder to inflate, and eventually just won't inflate anymore, because those air pockets, those baffles, they're going to get damaged. Okay. Be conscious of where you put your sleeping pad while camping, because they pop regularly. And if you have a dog like me who thinks the sleeping pad is his bed, it's even more important to take care of that thing, because you don't want to have that thing popped when you need it the most. As in my case, that's happened before. And so, when you go to put it on the ground, just make sure there's no debris in there. The littlest stick, the littlest rock, can puncture that pad. So cleaning the pad after every trip, even if it's just with a wet washcloth, just to kind of wipe it down and make sure it's ready to go for your next trip. That will do wonders for it. And if you don't roll it up and compress it while you're not backpacking or you're not using it, it's going to make the baffles always a lot fresher and a lot more able to inflate. And this is the other one with puffy jackets, puffy coats and down sleeping bags. Okay, so as I just mentioned, it should be like a backpacking sin. If there are like the seven sins of backpacking, which I should come up with. One of the sins is thou shall not stuff your down bag and your puffy in a bag, in a stuff sack forever. So that's like really bad. And it's even really more important to kind of clean that and keep that for as long as you want. I have a Marmot sleeping bag that I've had for 13 years, and it is still my go-to bag. I love that bag. And I've washed it. I've taken care of it. It is a full goose down bag, and absolutely love it. So yeah, you never store it in compressed. You know, I know they're easy to put away and they make a lot of room, but compression, it's bad. It will lose its loft and it will lose its warmth rating pretty quickly. You know, after a couple of years, if that thing is compressed, you'll start losing that loft, and the loft is what creates the warmth, right? So you have your fill rating and you have your loft rating in sleeping bags, or you have your fill rating and your loft rating. That's correct. Okay. So where do you store it? So a lot of times, again, you can store it behind the door. You can lay it underneath your bed. Or in our case, like in our backpacking van, we actually put like a mesh ceiling up there, and we actually put it in the ceiling of our van. So our sleeping bags are kind of acting as insulation for a backpacking van. Now, not everyone has a backpacking van like we do, but, you know, lay it on the ground. Or one of the things you can do is hang it on a hanger and put it in your closet. Just like when you see them hanging at REI, there's a reason why they're hanging at REI. And there is a reason why when you buy it behind the sleeping bag section at REI, none of them are in compression bags. None of them, right? So hang them on a hanger and just let them hang. That goes along with your down jacket too. Make sure you wash your sleeping bag and coats at least a couple times a year with specific soap. Do not use regular laundry soap for down. They make a specific down soap that you can get on Amazon. You can get on, you can buy it at REI, and that's what you use. It's specially treated for down, but please don't use regular laundry soap. I've seen people use regular laundry soap washing their backpacking gear in laundromats. That's a big no. Seven deadly sins. That should be like, it would be like, thou shall not wash your down in regular laundry soap. That could be one of them. So you want to make sure, wash it. We use, Revive X Down Cleaner. Again, that's sold at REI. And what you want to do is, like, because the down loft is so important, is that when you want to dry it, but you want to throw a bunch of tennis balls in the dryer. You want to try to keep that loft going, and you don't want to put it on high heat. Don't put it on high heat. Just put it on regular heat. You know, dry it if it takes a couple of times, but you really want it dried completely thawed out. And the reason why you want the tennis balls in there, because the tennis balls push the down from side to side. Because the thing is, once down gets wet, it'll start clumping together and your bag is ruined. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that the down is moving, the goose down feathers are moving, or duck down. You want to make sure that all those feathers are moving around and the tennis balls help rotate or push all that down away. And so when you get your sleeping bag out, you want to loft it. Do not put it in a bag. Do not compress it. You want to leave that thing just laying flat, you know, for at least 12 hours. Make sure the rest of it air dries, and make sure you don't feel any clumps in your sleeping bag. It is some work, but again, sleeping bags can range anywhere from $300 to $1,200. So you have to kind of decide, you know, is that worth it? You know, the time to take care of that bag, or maybe you want to shell out some more money for another sleeping bag. I can't, so, you know, I definitely make sure I take care of it. By the way, if you're looking for sleeping bags for this winter, or if you're looking for new gear for Christmas, backpackersstore.com, the power is in the search. You can use the search area to type in a piece of gear And compare it to prices from all the major outfitters, Moose Jaw, Camp Saver, Eastern Mountain Sports, Hyperlite's on there, Enlightened Gear's on there, and Masara's on there. The Backpacker Store pulls all those gear manufacturers together in one place. We built that site for you. A full disclosure, we do take a little bit of a commission off of that if you buy something, but it's at no additional cost to you, and it helps support the podcast. So the backpackerstore.com is for you. The power is in the search. So let's talk about rain gear and outer gear. Rain gear definitely has to be washed. I mean, a lot of people think, well, it's rain gear. But it definitely does have to be, you have to be careful. Now, here's a important thing with some rain gear and even tents is that they are sensitive to UV light. And so you don't want to keep a rain jacket or a tent pitched in direct sunlight for a long time. Some of the coating that rain flies use, not so much anymore, but I mean, some rain jackets still use the baseline coating in there, and the UV scent will just eat that up. It'll just tear that up. And again, the rain jacket is basically for zippers, cleaning the oil and dirt out of the zippers. And yeah, you can coat that rain jacket again when it starts losing its water resistance. I did a whole video on how to choose a rain jacket, and that's going to be part of our new YouTube channel. And that's also going to be a part of something bigger that I'm going to announce in a couple weeks. But a rain jacket is really important. Not only is it a windbreaker, it'll save your life if you're in a really bad cold rain and you want to try to keep as dry as possible. You can wash the outer shell in a washing machine, but use soap specifically for waterproof materials. Again, some soaps strip that stuff away. It's a chemical. You do not want to use any kind of chemical on any kind of waterproof nylon or material, because it'll strip it away and it'll ruin your piece of gear. So you want to use soap that is for waterproof gear. And again, the Revive X Outerwear Pro Cleaner, I believe, at REI. And you can also buy that in Amazon. I think that's two separate types of detergent to clean down and to clean nylon and rainproof equipment that you can buy there also. So, you can put it in the dryer. Don't ever put that stuff in high heat because it'll melt. That waterproof strip or that silicone that they put on zippers, that is very sensitive to heat and it will melt. So just put it on low heat, dry it. You can air dry it. Don't put it in the sun. You just like regular dry it in the shade if you have a nice temperature. And that will really keep your rain jacket going for a long time. If you notice rain jackets start to look like it absorbs water when it rains, don't fret. It's normal wear and tear over time, and you can renew that waterproof with a spray. So it's kind of like Rain-X. You know, you put Rain-X on your car windshield and it creates, all of a sudden it's like new again, and it creates this waterproofing, bubbling stuff. So, you know, you can see better. Well, they make the same stuff for your rain jacket. So just again, that is also sold at REI, and you can find that in a lot of outfitters. Because rain jackets over time, they do lose their coating, especially if you leave it in the sun, especially if you don't take care of it. So, camping stoves are probably more susceptible to failure than a lot of other things, unless you have a simple alcohol stove, because they have moving parts. Some of the more elaborate camping stoves have a little flicker, and they've got the prongs that you pull out to be able to put your pot on there. And where do you put them on? You put them on the ground. So they're susceptible to dirt, grime, ash from fire, all kinds of stuff. And so it's really important to just kind of go over your camping stoves and clean them. Again, my alcohol stove I've had for a really long time. If I had not cleaned that, If I had not done due diligence in cleaning my white box alcohol stove, for sure, no doubt about it, that would have stopped working a long time ago. So, I mean, you know, you're putting alcohol in there. It gets dirty. The wind is blowing. I mean, I can't even tell you how many times I've dropped that thing on the ground or in the dirt or in the sand, you know, left it out in the rain. I mean, it's very susceptible to the real outdoor dirty conditions that we all backpack in and all go play in. So, I'm a true believer that the less moving parts you have, the less gear failure you have. You know, that's why I use an alcohol stove. But if I didn't clean it, it would stop working. So, you know, this is where your toothbrush is going to come in, a little scrubby sponge, a little dish soap you can use on, your cooking stoves, your camping stoves. You know, sometimes when they stop working properly or half of the flame comes out, you can be rest assured it's because of dirt or grime that's in there. It just needs a good cleaning if it stops working. If you have a white gas stove, invest some time to learn the parts of it. You can take it apart, put it back together again. All those things can be cleaned. Every single one of them. All of them can be cleaned. So don't fret if it stops working. Just take the time to clean it. Because the one thing about gear is that you don't want to know that you have a gear problem when you're out there. You know, that's the one time you don't want to find out you have a gear problem. So, you know, while you're out there, when you get home, just take the time to clean your gear. And especially like if you use water platys, put some bleach in your water platy, clean out the hose. Make sure you backfill your water filter if you're using like the Sawyer or if you're using another type of water filtration system. You know, make sure you clean that out. Just do the diligence of cleaning your gear so it preps for the next time that you're ready to go out there, because that's one less worry that you have to, you know, be concerned about when you are getting ready to go on a long distance trip. And even when even when I did the Appalachian Trail or I'm doing a long distance trip, it didn't dawn on me how important it was to like just wipe gear down, you know, while I'm on a through hike or while I'm on a long distance trip. It definitely prevents a lot of failure down the road, for sure. And I would suggest to everybody that gear's expensive, and I'm under the belief that you do not have to buy new gear every year to go backpacking. You know, once you get your trail lifestyle down and once you, you know, really get in tune and zoned in with your gear, that you should be able to keep that gear for a long time. Man, I know it's tempting. Every year, new gear comes out. It's always exciting, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, gear needs to be tested. Gear needs to be, you know, tried and true. I have some of the older gear that I've been using for a long time. Maybe some of it needs to be replaced. I don't know. But until something proves to me that, yeah, you know, that's going to work in my trail lifestyle or something that I'd like or something that fits me or I can use or I can see myself using it, I don't really invest that much time. I really invest more into making sure that the gear I have is really on its A game. And I'm not going to have problems with tangled ropes or tangled knots, or I'm not going to have a problem with, oh man, I forgot my Sawyer or my Beefree. I left outside and it got down to 20 degrees last night. Oops, there goes my water filter. You know, I just take the time to make sure that is all. All of my backpacking gear, other than my backpack and my sleeping bag and my sleeping pad, all fit in a very small bin, a very small container. And that sits in the van. And when I want to go, when I pull that bin out, I know that stuff is clean and I know that stuff is ready to go. So, again, it's definitely worth the time it takes to just go and clean your gear a little bit. If you guys have any questions about cleaning your gear, or you know, you'd like to get some more tips, go to our Facebook group page. We'll go ahead and start that dialogue going on. We have much more to say about that. But if you have any questions, go ahead and join our Facebook group. Ask away, and we always are happy to answer them. If you have any questions on this podcast, go ahead and comment. I answer all questions, all comments, all the time. So I'm always on that pretty quick, and I will always respond to you as quick as I can. On a personal note, thank you to all the people that have been texting, sending me emails, whether it's through Patreon or whether it's through a text message for people who have had my number through Messenger, for people that have contacted me through other social media. Thank you. My brother's doing better. He's got a long way to go. A long, 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 long way to go. But I left Racine, Wisconsin last week. I'm back in Arizona, and I'm going to be spending the winter in Yellowstone, where I will probably be building a snow cave and just like hiding out for the rest of the winter. I may be hibernating myself. I don't know yet. I know, but I'm definitely headed up back up to Montana for the winter. Call me crazy, but I absolutely love snow, and I cannot wait to do some snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and some winter camping up there. So stay tuned. It should be pretty fun. You guys, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the podcast and would like to show some love, go to our website, trustedtrailpodcast.com, and click on our merch link. We've got a bunch of really cool Teespring stuff up there, coffee cups, hoodies, you name it, we've got it up there. You got to get the Trusted Trail coffee mug, because Trusted Trail is better. It's cheaper than therapy. That's what our mug says. So we love that. Shout out to our lovely and amazing Facebook members. Again, thank you guys so much for all the love and support you show us. And of course, our patrons. We could not do this podcast without you. That's Richard Curry, Angela, Kim Caverman, Brother Bear, Jill Lang, Amy Tappendorf, EJ Newell, Becky Wenger, Helen Prophet, Ted Jones, Bob Esser. Thank you, Bob, for that beautiful message you sent me the other day. Jeff Nyman, Danny Bowen, Jack Masters, Lisa Pruitt, Mike Pellet, Brad Wolf, Suzanne Johnson, Gary Busia, Shirley Nutt, Jessica Wolfen, Jordan Landcrack, Suzanne Adams, Kevin Frost, Gina Purcell, and our newest patron, Dean Dalsett. Dean, thank you so much for joining our Patreon community. Patreon is a secure platform that lets you support your favorite podcast. All you need to do is create an account. Just go to Trust the Trail, and as little as $2 a month, get special benefits for exclusive content, including this video. This video, episode 199, will be on our Patreon page. Podcasts are available at iHeart, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the big ones. If we're not on one that you listen to, let us know. We will move heaven and earth to get on that podcatcher. You can also follow us on Instagram, Trust the Trail, where you can see Bubbles the Bison from Yellowstone, and our Trusted Trail Facebook page. So remember, no matter what gear you buy, ever, it needs some tender, loving care. And that's going to help you trust the trail. We'll see you guys later. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.